USA Radio News.
The death toll of California's wildfires has risen to at least 77, while the number of people unaccounted for has dropped to right around 1,000. Authorities are now concerned that rain later this week could hinder the search and cause mudslides. Mike Moeller is CAL FIRE's Director of Communications.
As soon as we get a large fire like this, we dispatch what we call a watershed emergency response team. Uh-huh. And in anticipation of the weather, we create what we call inundation maps. We start to structure the hillsides so we do not get that runoff.
The United States temporarily closed its busiest border crossing with Mexico to boost security after a migrant caravan arrived in northern Mexico. Concrete barriers were put in place for reinforcement. This migrant from Honduras making his way to the United States said,
"We are here for work, to have a better life, and no trouble, not troublemakers."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Vice President Mike Pence drops by on some U.S. troops serving abroad. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
I want you to know that this coming Thanksgiving, we're thankful for you.
That's the Vice President as he stopped by Anderson Air Force Base in Guam for a Sunday visit with military service members and their families.
I hope you have taken note of the fact in the first 2 years of this administration, we made the largest investment in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan. We're rebuilding our military, we're restoring the arsenal of democracy, and we also included the largest pay raise for military personnel in nearly 10 years. And you all deserve every single time.
Vice President Pence was heading home at the time from the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in New Guinea.
A man went into a Walmart in Vermont and asked to pay for everyone's layaway purchases as a way to help families out for Christmas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor said newly appointed Justice Brett Kavanaugh is part of the Supreme Court family. She made the comments on CNN's Axe Files.
I'm going to steal a line from one of my colleagues, okay. A story actually, not a line. And it was Justice Thomas who tells me that when he first came to the court, another justice approached him and said, "I judge you by what you do here. Welcome." And I repeated that story to Justice Kavanaugh when I first greeted him here. Now, I've known him, I've known of his work. But when you're charged with working together for most of the remainder of your life, you have to create a relationship. The nine of us are now a family. And we're a family with each of us our own burdens and our own obligations to others. But this is our work family. And it's just as important as our personal family. We probably spend more time with each other than most justices spend who have spouses with their spouses.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1863 at a military cemetery in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, when President Abraham Lincoln delivers one of the most memorable speeches in American history. That speech would go on to be known as the Gettysburg Address. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.